Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Increased pressure for both industrial and urban development does not bode well for conserving the environment, unless perhaps you attach a market or dollar value to conservation. Dr. Marion Weber is an economist who leads the Environmental Planning and Economics Program at Alberta Innovates Technology Futures.
So an example would be if firms are required to meet cumulative effects objectives, as they probably will be under regional plans, then they need some way to understand what the current scarcities are in terms of meeting thresholds and objectives, and then what they're going to look like in the future. Because if you're managing for landscapes that take 20 to 50 years to be restored, then your decisions now have an impact on the future landscape. And so we're looking at ways to build signals into models so that individual companies can understand what the whole landscape looks like in the future and what the impact of their current decisions on the future scarcity, so that they can manage for all of those thresholds now and in the future.
Among the economic instruments Dr. Marion Weber is developing for Alberta is a transfer development credits program, thanks today to Alberta Innovates Technology Futures. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.